Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Bachelor in Paradise recap podcast. Full stop. AB. We got 4 hours to talk about, and we're going to try and keep that discussion to a half of 1 hour, which is not typically our style. So if we don't talk about your favorite scene, yeah, good luck. That's true. I like to set a high bar and then fail to meet it. That's just kind of the story of Rem's life.
Sure.
Do you like the season so far? Do you still like the season?
Yeah, love the season. You kidding me?
You never know. Hey, I don't know.
The drama's
just checking in on you.
10, Rim.
Do you like the drama, though?
Hell yeah, I love the drama. This is what I live for.
Okay. I agree. I'm with you. I'm just making sure.
There's so much stuff going on this beach. I cannot even keep track of all the couples and all the drama that's going on. It's just so much. It's so juicy.
That's one thing I like about Paradise compared to the flagships is when someone is off doing one-on-one time with the lead, that is the thing that's happening.
Yeah.
There are maximum two things happening. There's that happening, and then everyone else chitter-chatting.
Just sitting
that's
there.
Happening.
Yeah.
Now, in Paradise, when there's a one-on-one time with one couple, there could be 7 other one-on-one times happening simultaneously. Yeah. There's a lot we don't see, and there's a lot they can show us. There's just more to pull from to get good drama. Are you still in on Grocer Joe?
Of course I'm in on Grocer. He's the only... There's 2 good guys on the beach that I can... No, 3 good guys, maybe? On the No. Skirt, 5 good guys. There's 5 good guys, but there's... there's 5 good guys. Grocer Joe is one of them. I kept saying in my head, like, oh, Grocer Joe's a good guy. Oh, I forgot about Kenny. I forgot about Eric. I forgot about Venmo John. And Colton is one of the good guys, too. I'm sorry, everybody. You're not going to want to hear that, but Colton's one of those good guys on the beach. The other guys here, scumbags.
Yeah, well, let's talk about it, AB. We'll get to the Goose Gang. Let's start with the Goose Gang.
I would love to start with the Goose Gang.
The Goose Gang gangs up on Colton. Now, the Goose Gang is Chris, the Goose, Nick, and Jordan.
The Goose.
Okay. Chris is upset. Yeah, I mean,
of course, that's the Goose.
Truly one of the worst brand rebrands I've ever seen.
It's the worst thing I've ever heard.
There's no explanation. He's like, you know what? I'm going into Paradise and I'm going to be different. I'm the Goose. And it's like, why?
Why are you the Goose?
All right. Chris is upset that Colton is exploring his relationship with Tia, but isn't totally committed to her. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is absurd to begin with, but just keep this line of thought from Chris in mind for later because it comes back to haunt him a little bit.
Another thing with Chris, he likes to say how he's not worried about Colton at all, but all he does is talk about Colton. Colton has a condo in his head, Rim. He's living there.
It's like David and Jordan. It's like it's all you're thinking
that's
about.
That's all you're
buddy.
Thinking about 24/7. So what do you mean you're not jealous?
Do you got anything on this ambush, the Goose Gang ambush on Colton? Colton was like, hey, I mean, it's Paradise.
What are you guys doing? You're like, half of you aren't in committed relationships. You're all exploring things, so am I.
Very bizarre to go up to another dude and be like, hey. And they did it under the guise of we're worried about Tia, but that's not what it was.
No, not
it was
at all.
Like, hey, you go over there and stay over there so you don't get any roses from our options. Jordan and Annalise kiss later on the beach. Thought that was cute.
Mm-hmm.
what did you make of Kenny getting the date card and taking Crystal on the date?
I was here for it, Rim. I didn't know. You, sometimes you don't know what you want until it happens. And this was one of those scenarios. Yeah. Like, I didn't know I wanted Kenny and Crystal, but then here when it was here, sign me up.
Unimaginable before this.
Absolutely.
Aired.
No clue he had any interest in her, but I loved it.
I would have thought those two will never interact. That's what I would have guessed. Now, Crystal Apologist these days. That's my new brand.
Okay.
Tim the
good
Crystal
luck.
Apologist. Yeah, well, hey, it's mostly working out for me. What did you make of the Lucha show date?
Great show.
Oh.
Kenny put on a clinic in entertaining an audience.
Now, Kenny, this makes Kenny seem one-dimensional. It would be like Jordan goes on a date and they go to a
model,
runway
yeah.
show. But being real here, AB, this is the best situation you can put him in. He doesn't have, his game is not sharp, okay?
No, he's an
so
old
putting
man.
Him, he's an old man. So putting him in a situation where he can be knowledgeable and interesting, I mean, they're setting him up to succeed.
Yeah, I mean, he's teaching her about luchador wrestling and stuff, something that nobody else in Paradise knows a thing about. And most, only 1% of the population knows anything about luchador wrestling.
I learned some things.
I learned tons of stuff.
I don't know why I was surprised by this, but when they worked Kenny and Crystal into the storyline, I was shocked. Like when Kenny took his shirt off, I was shocked. I was like, oh, I popped for Kenny getting in on the match. I don't know why. How could I not see that coming? But I was shocked.
And another thing, I feel like wrestling gets a bad rap. So like these girls on the beach hear like he's a professional wrestler, like, oh, that's kind of lame.
Yeah.
But then you see Kenny in the big stage and you can't help but fall for him. So it really helped them out in that sense, too.
Absolutely. If you don't know anything about wrestling, you have these preconceived notions.
Absolutely.
That it's like, oh, he's a weirdo and booger hangs out with booger eaters and that kind of stuff.
No, he's
but
like
then
a.
You see him perform. He's like a.
He's like a damn performer. A Cirque du Soleil slash
exactly.
actor slash
yes.
anything.
Yep. Save the day. Hero. Superhero.
Yes,
Kenny's the man.
Real life superhero.
Later, they talked about how they were both portrayed on their respective seasons. Then they kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Best corny transition into a kiss that I've ever seen on this show. He says, now traditionally when luchadors defend their lady's honor, he gives her his mask because she's the only one who can see him without his mask. Mm-hmm. Learning stuff, AB.
Absolutely.
I don't have a mask, but I can give you this.
Ooh.
Boom. Bow.
Right on the lips. Hey,
right on the lips.
It would have worked, but Kenny was sweating too much. I'm sorry. We
he
need
was,
to do something
yeah,
about
he was very
guy
sweaty.
Kenny and how much he's sweating in all scenarios. It's too much.
It's already hot and humid out there, and he's like, I don't think he showered after the show. Like, he put his shirt back
no.
on, and they went outside
definitely
after
didn't
he
have time.
Did a wrestling match. It's disgusting. Meanwhile, Kevin's making out with Astrid, so that's over. Kevin and Crystal, which I thought would last yeah. forever. That's over. Moving
kind
on.
Kind of a didn't really get much screen time. Two of the hottest
no.
people in Paradise kissing. No big deal.
I thought for sure that was gonna be a great couple. No, it's gone. On to the next one. That's Paradise. Don't dwell too long on anything, except for Tia and Colton. Rose ceremony. Well, cocktail hour. Feeding time. I'll call this feeding time because this is when they have like a handful of roses and they throw them. You know, did you ever go to a fishery when you were a kid and you take a thing, you take a handful of those little nibble things
oh, yeah.
and you throw them in there and the fish go.
They have it at old Adventureland. You put a quarter in, you get a bunch of fish food and
yes.
you toss it in and then all the catfish swarm the, swarm the food. It's exactly
catfish.
Like this.
30-year-old catfish. Yeah. All right. Where are we at here? Okay. As far as couple convos before the ceremony, it became clear to me that Kendall and Joe are a great, fun couple.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, Kendall goes, they were talking about Kendall. Kendall was talking about how she's going crazy, and Joe's like, I don't go crazy. And then she's like, you don't like me when I'm crazy. I mean, these two, they're a great couple, which means they're not going to get any airtime because they're just fun chit-chatting.
They'll get airtime. It'll just be on the bloopers after the show's done.
Yeah, that's where they'll shine. But then Kendall kissed John 10 minutes later.
A little unacceptable, but I'll allow it because
yeah,
it's Venmo John.
Because they're two nice guys. A little fake out. I thought, okay, Joe might be going home. Tia and Colton were scheming and plotting AB. Do you want to talk? I mean, I don't want to talk about this, but
well, let me
it
just
took
break
up
it
a
down
lot
for you. What
time.
Happened here
please
in
break
the last
it down.
In the couple minutes of
pre-rose ceremony.
Yeah, pre-rose ceremony. Tia sits Colton down. She says that she doesn't want to be the third choice to someone. She refuses to be, and she holds his foot to the fire and makes him make a rash decision that he has no time to think about on whether he'd like to be with Tia exclusively or if he wants to continue, if he doesn't want to be with Tia at all and not test the waters and test the waters with other girls.
One or the other.
One or the other.
Black and
Colton,
white.
Feet to the fire, he makes a decision. I don't know if it's going to be the right one for him or not, but he
well,
basically,
I barely know you, Tia. That's the other thing.
This doesn't seem reasonable. He says this doesn't seem reasonable, but I'm going to have to go with testing the waters out here.
Sure.
You 2 seconds know who's coming to Elsa's paradise. More people are coming.
2 seconds later, she goes to her second choice. Right after she said she didn't want to be someone else's second choice, she goes to her second choice, Chris, and tells him that she's going to give him the rose. It's just classic Tia.
That's a good way to lay it out. There's other threads spanning off this web of nonsense that I can't even untangle right now. But the bottom line is this. She came here for Colton. Colton's not there. She said, fine, I'm over Colton.
Mm-hmm.
Colton shows up. Okay, I'm back into Colton. Colton says, I'm here to, you know, mingle. She's like, all right, we're done.
No, it was more like, I like you, but I want to see if I like anyone else more.
The concept of the show.
The concept
basically,
of the show.
The blurb on the DirecTV guide.
Can I spend a day seeing if anyone else piques my interest a little more? Just one day, please. That's all I'm asking you. I took you on a date, though, to let you know I'm interested.
Yeah. AB, here's the thing about first and second choices, in quotes. The timing and the order of who you talk to is not necessarily your power, your personal power rankings, okay, in your list of romantic partners. In this situation, you talk to a lot of people. You talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
You get to know a few of them if there's connections. And then hopefully by the end of the process, you're all in on one. You fully connect with one and you leave paradise in an actual relationship.
Absolutely.
The second person you kiss is not doomed to be your second choice forever. So Colton saying, I want to get to know other people does not mean you're second to you. Now, Tia saying, I'm here for Colton, but if Colton's not here for me, I'm going to go for Chris. That's a blatant, clear second choice.
Chris is her second choice, and she's acting like she's not doing the same exact thing she's scolding Colton for.
Yep. Anyway, that's that. Tia makes out with Chris.
And listen,
her second
choice. Do not take this as me defending Chris. Chris deserves to be every girl that he meets and has a relationship. He deserves to be the second choice of that girl.
At best.
Maybe third or fourth.
yeah. No, we don't. No, we're not in on Chris at all. It's just Tia. Like, of all the people involved in this love triangle, like, Tia is the most infuriating, which is not, you know, that's a tough distinction. Rose ceremony. Crystal gives her rose to Kenny. I think these two will be together forever. I thought that at the time. Sad. Astrid gives her rose to Kevin. Kevin, nothing to worry about. I mean, his girlfriend went on a date 4 hours earlier and boom, gets a rose anyway. Tia gives her rose to Chris. Kendall gives her rose to Joe. Annalise to Jordan. Nisha to Eric. Friend rose alert.
Mm-hmm.
Chelsea.
Just black people.
Yeah.
Keeping each other there, just sticking up for each other. I appreciate that.
It's like that Dave Chappelle joke when there's two black guys on the plane that gets hijacked. And they're like,
yes.
Nisha to Eric. Chelsea to David. That's the relevance rose, I'll call that one. Irrelevance rose, actually.
Irrelevance, yeah.
Angela gives her rose to John. Okay. At the time, this didn't seem like a big deal, but freaking 24 hours later, John's the hottest thing going.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bibiana. At this point, Colton is going home.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wills is getting Bibiana's rose. We know that they're good friends.
We know
that
this
is what is happening, okay?
We know this.
That is what is happening. Except we don't know that because they show Colton the next day with Becca, et cetera, et cetera. Bibiana gives Colton her rose. What do you make of it, AP?
The producers told her to do it right before she did it, Rim. It's easy to see. I mean, she had no connection. She's Tia's friend, too. It's like, it makes no sense that she would want to keep Colton around. They said, here, if you give Colton this rose, we'll give you $5,000. That's, I bet, what the conversation was. That's what it was. You can stick around in the family. We'll give you a little extra cash. Give this rose to Colton, period.
Bibiana wrote something in some magazine, some recap, and she was like, here's why I gave the rose. And it was like, Colton was here for love. What you didn't see off camera is that we were talking. It's like, girl, please.
Come on, girl.
And I don't blame her. Stay in the good graces of the producers.
Absolutely.
No, get what you gotta get.
Bibiana did the right thing. What does she have to lose by giving it to Colton instead of friend zone Wills? I mean, she can give it to him, but if the producers ask me to give it to Colton and I don't have a relationship with anyone, fucking take the rose, Colton.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Did you notice her look off camera at the producers and basically not? I mean, yeah. I've never seen such a blatant, like,
it's blatant. Yeah. And she's good? Walking up there. We cool. Like,
all right. The check. And it's in my name. Okay.
Bibiana. Write it out to me.
Bibiana Jules. Tia is upset for some reason. Now, if I recall, recleck, you broke it off with him, yeah. Essentially, I mean, you could do your thing and move on. Like, every time we're going to talk about Tia, we're just going to both be like, I mean, this is ridiculous. That's the back. She said, the thought of him continuing to date other people makes me physically sick.
What are you talking
about? He didn't do anything. What are you?
I feel like Colton's getting a bad rap online and stuff, and I just don't understand it. What has the guy done since he's been here? Or been in... The only time he's done anything wrong was when he was a jerk on Mental All. And there was a bunch of jackasses on that stage with him, so it's like hard to even blame him for that. I don't know what the guy's done. He seems like an innocent guy, a dumb guy, but he seems nice.
It's easy to make someone seem indecisive when you're like, decide, and yeah. Then he's not like sharp enough to kind of handle the moment, I suppose. But also, I think the expectations were for him were so high,
yeah.
And it turns out he can't meet them, so everyone's disappointed and annoyed with him. Like, the expectations were for Chris were not high. So he's acting kind of how we expected Chris to act the whole time we've known him. And also, Colton's being mad annoying on social media. Even I know this, and it's too much.
That's a fact.
He's being very annoying. And I'm
Listen,
that's
he's just a little kid.
Like,
he's a millennial.
He's a little kid.
Punk
he's
online.
He's being so annoying on Instagram that I think he has an intern who comments on everybody's pics for him. I can't imagine he's sitting there
everything.
Doing all this. It's
he's
too
done
much.
Everything.
Anyway, I think here's my little analogy. Use this one a lot. And Colton is the Roman Reigns of this franchise right now. He got the Roman Reigns rose. Keep him around.
He got the big push.
They just want him to tie up the storylines. They think that we like him more than we do. And Colton's going to be shoved down our throats.
He gets
the
big corporate push, Rim, and it's not going to hit.
I know. It's not going to hit. They're going to... Like, I haven't ruled out them making him the next Bachelor. Just because I think they're that tone deaf about it.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
All right, AB, next thing that happens, Becca shows up. Well, you got anything to say about Wills? I feel like we should acknowledge that Wills is gone forever.
It was sad. I mean, I saw this coming, though. He's one of those guys who just isn't going to make the effort. He's too shy. He's too shy. Like, I would do the same thing. I'd just be sitting on the daybed all day drinking with my boys, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, we got to head to the rose ceremony. It's like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, I forgot to talk to any girls. I forgot to talk to any girls this week.
Okay. That's all that's done with. We're done with
Feel bad for him. Yeah. He might be back next year. I don't know. I think it might just be over for him. I don't know.
No. He seems like his wardrobe is such that he deserves two paradise appearances, in my opinion.
That's true.
What do you got on Becca showing up? Let's focus on the end of episode one before we get to the beginning of episode two. What do you think?
Just bizarre. What is she going to do here? A brilliant move by the producers, but it's just bizarre that she would come on here.
The only reason, I mean, there wasn't a defined reason that she showed up, except to make Colton cry. That seemed to be the reason they had
her. That's the only reason they would have her. Most of the people don't know who she is. Like, the season hasn't fully even aired yet for these people when this was taped. So a lot of them don't even know who she is.
Maybe they're pretending, but a shocking number of people on this show act like they don't watch the show. I think Joe's the only one, I believe, who doesn't watch the Bachelor franchise. But everyone else is like, oh, I didn't see you on such and such season. I'm like, really? I bet you're... I feel like you did. AB, were the tears... Now, we kind of know how you feel about Colton now. Were the tears real?
Yeah, they were real, Rim. I felt bad for the guy. They really seemed real. They seemed really real. The guy was broken up. And I think we realized the guy was in love with Becca, and he came on this too soon.
Yeah. I thought when they left us on episode one, I thought, okay, he has to leave. He's leaving. He was blubbering like a baby. There's a difference between like crying for the cameras and like your eyes are red. No, and you know when you
couldn't stop it.
Like when you do that, like that's when you're really, yeah,
couldn't
it was
breathe.
Bad.
He was so sad.
It was bad. And that his reaction made me think, I love a good paradise twist and a good producer manipulation, but I think this was extraordinarily messed
up. Too much. It was too much for poor Colton.
They said, God, we got to get Colton Klein. Okay, Becca, we booked your ticket to Mexico specifically for this reason. I mean, yeah, people don't really like Colton right now, but the producers gave him a rug. And they let him stand on it, and then they yanked it out from under him, and then pointed and laughed when he fell on his ass.
That's exactly what happened.
It's too much. Starting episode two.
Hey, it actually helped him somehow. I didn't anticipate this happening. I thought Becca would show up, and he'd be even worse. Somehow he pulls it together. I was getting nervous because they showed her like walking up, and he's still blubbering like a baby.
Yeah.
As she's walking him, I'm like, pull it together, Colton. This is going to be embarrassing. And then I think he finally does, and they have a good talk. She lets him know she went through the same situation, heartbreak, and then went on one of these shows, and you just have to power through it is what she told him. You can't be a baby about it.
She was basically like, you know, this isn't like real stuff, right? Like, she kind of had to tell him, like, I know you really liked me, but I mean, come on, buddy. Yeah.
You were fourth. do you believe her when she says that it was not because of Tia that she let him go?
You know,
she's been saying that a lot on interviews and stuff.
It definitely had to have something to do with it. But also, I think she saw what we see now, which is that he would not have been emotionally ready to get married. Like, he's a little too immature. I think she sees that now. Anyway, one dumbass thing that Chris said, two dumbass things that people said here. Number one, Chris said being a virgin is emotional. Okay, thanks for that insight.
I mean, all
dumbass.
The guys are laying on the daybeds just talking about Colton, saying dumb stuff.
And then Becca tells Colton, while they're hugging goodbye, she says, I'll tell Garrett you say hi. I don't know why he didn't say hi. He doesn't want to say
he
hi.
He did not say hi to him.
Anyway, I hope you're okay. I'm engaged to Garrett. I'll talk to him about this embarrassment for you that you're not over me yet. I mean, let's keep him out of this.
I enjoyed one part. They're all laying on the daybeds talking about how Chris should leave or how Colton should leave. Chris especially. All the guys are like, man, I don't think I could stay here. And then Grocer Joe's like, man, I don't know. He probably should just stay. I feel like it would be a mistake, which is 100% true. And that's when I knew Joe was the man. I already knew he's the man, but I really, really knew he's the man, and he's the only truthful guy here.
Joe is...
I don't know. Like, should he really leave? Probably not. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and he's going to get tons of viewers and Instagram followers. Like, no, he shouldn't leave.
I don't think he was even thinking about that.
No.
I think he was just like, I don't know, man, it's the beach. How are you going to go home from the beach? Like, it's a very simple thing with Joe. It's a very base level what you're talking about. Like, when somebody shows up, I think Jubilee showed up later, and Joe was just basically like, pretty hot. Like, that was his contribution.
I love Grocer Joe.
He's great.
My love for him grows every week.
I mean, no chance. He could not, again, just want to reiterate, no way he could be The Bachelor. None. Zero.
But he's great in small doses, and he makes me laugh everything he says.
I would still be very happy if he was the Bachelor, because I want to see him find love. But I think he might have already done it. So
yeah, I think
it's all good.
I think so, too. Jenna shows up. What do you make of this? Do you remember Jenna?
I forgot about her. I think I did like her on Ari's season, truthfully. I think she was the fun girl, party girl on the group dates and stuff like that. So I think I liked her, but I had completely forgotten who she was.
Pretend she's an alien. Takes Jordan on a date.
Yeah, what's the deal? She goes with the alien gimmick. I didn't really get that. And then doesn't bring that up again.
No. If you're going to gimmick, stick with it. what did you make of this date with Jordan and Jenna?
I've never seen two people more in love.
It was terrific. The physical chemistry was off the charts.
Incredible. Jordan was smitten. Or at first sight. So I think what it comes down to is Jordan, these guys know who's going on these shows, right? Okay?
Yeah. They act like they don't, but they do.
Had a number two, and it was Annalise, and she was the only one there at first. Because if you remember, he's like, I can't wait to talk to Annalise. Yeah. But his number one all along
was
your girl Jenna.
You had to look her name up there for a second, didn't
you? Yeah, I forgot who she was. His number one was Jenna. So he was just, when she showed up, he forgot completely about Annalise because his number one finally showed up.
That's the, I have this note later on, but that's the thing that lurks behind these storylines when, because they're focusing on, oh, I thought you liked so-and-so, and oh, why is this person acting so heartbroken over a person they just met 2 days ago or something? Because behind the scenes in all this is the competition for roses. Mm-hmm. So when Jordan abandons Annalise, Annalise isn't crying because she doesn't think she'll ever get married now because Jordan, the model, isn't interested in her anymore. It's because she thinks she's not getting a rose and this is over.
Absolutely.
Anyway, Jordan's talking to Annalise after this terrific date. This was bizarre. I thought this was worthy of discussion, AB. Jordan comes back from his date with Annalise, who is barely clothed. I mean, they overdid it with the black bar, but still barely clothed.
With Jenna, yeah.
Jenna, I'm sorry. But what do you make of Jordan telling, basically giving Annalise the hard reality, which is I don't like you anymore?
Listen, I was okay with it until the very end.
It was,
it was too straightforward. I agree. But it was, at least it was straight to the point. He wasn't lying. He was very truthful with her and he said it to her face. So I could give him some credit for that. But then by the end, when he's saying stuff like, if I get dumped, I'll save a place for you. Something like that. That crossed the line.
There's no good way to say that. I don't think he meant it in the way it came
off.
Here
comes spin zone Jordan apologist rim.
Let me spin zone for Jordan. Let me spin zone this. But this is not the first time I'll do this episode, by the way. I think he was saying, hey, if she dumps me, like, I'm not going to pursue, I'll give you this safety rose. You know what I mean? Like, it's a little bit of consolation, like, yeah, it's tough to spin. That's tough to spin. I don't know what to tell you.
He sits down with her. He's like, hey, just to let you know, we'll never really be anything because I have a much better connection and she's better than you. But
he was, he laid that on thick. He was like, this was the best day of my life.
I had the best day I've ever had. It would just be impossible for you to catch up with Jenna at this point. But if Jenna, for some reason, doesn't like me anymore, I will give you my rose.
He shouldn't have said that.
He should have left that part out. And
he
then
should have just done it.
We could have spun that as him being just a truthful guy who had the balls to sit down and talk to the girl and dump her to her face. But he took it too far. It was too straightforward.
Yeah, it was something to see. It was breathtaking to see someone lay that on so heavy.
Spin zone on Jordan, the guy was more in love than I've seen anybody, so he probably wasn't thinking straight.
And that's what we're here for. Yeah, no, he wasn't. The guy had stars in his eyes.
Like Kenny said, he had little heart emojis on his eyes.
Yeah, he floated back to the resort. Okay, let's get back, David. Let's get past David giving a cake to
the lamest dude on the island. Nothing more to say about him.
Weird, weird dude. And then, I mean, he might be the only person on the planet who can get consistently alpha'd by Jordan. I mean, Jordan comes in and he's the man of the room. He's like, all right, David, like, why don't you skedaddle out of here? And he's like, hey, talk to guys later. Like, all right. Caroline. Caroline, known for getting after Ari on the men tell all or the women tell all. What did you make of Caroline first being extraordinarily nervous and picking Venmo John for the date? What'd you make of this date with Venmo John?
I thought it was good. Except for all the parts that Caroline talked during. She was incredibly rude to Venmo John the entire day. Couldn't keep her attention. But by the end of it, I was okay with the couple.
So when you're watching this live, you're like, oh, you know, this is a cute date.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird that they're talking to the animals, but, you know, John's being nice. She likes John. Cute. But then you compare it to other dates that happen later, and you're like, oh, on Caroline and John's date, they didn't talk about shit at all.
And they got kind of screwed in the date. They just went down the street to a restaurant.
I mean, there shouldn't be that many animals going around. I know you're trying to get the authentic experience, but relax with the rabid, the feral cats. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
One thing I noticed about this date, it's kind of sad, but also funny that when someone is a gentleman, a standard minimal, bare minimum gentleman on this show, it's like a shock to the system.
Absolutely.
She's like, oh my God, I had no idea. Like, all he did was pull your chair out. That's not,
that's all he did.
Didn't take
that's
much.
That's all he did. John is a respectful man though, Rim.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Jubilee shows up. AB, I'm a Jubilee guy. I don't know what to tell you. She didn't get a fair shake on Ben's season.
She sure
got on
Rim.
Jubilee.
Military girl.
That's it. That's your
that's
big rundown.
Okay.
Well, that's how you know she didn't get a fair shake. That's basically all
that's
we know,
all
about,
know about her.
Jubilee, when John is cuddled up with Caroline, that's the most obvious mark my territory.
Yeah, absolutely. Cuddle up right in his arm there.
Nuzzle up right here. Yeah.
Yep.
Jubilee doesn't care. Asks John to go on the date. John says, yes, sure. And they go ziplining. Great date, I thought. What'd you think? The conversation, the activity.
Ziplining's fun. These two had a little chemistry. John drops the info that he's extremely rich. He's a billionaire.
No. No. He's got the money. He's got the bank. I mean, he can do all this without having
to worry about anything. Paradise to zipline all the time, folks.
Yeah, he's like, I've actually been to this place before. What I liked most about this date was John and Jubilee were both interested in learning actual things about one another. Mm-hmm. This wasn't your typical Paradise code talk about like, hey,
yeah,
you want to agree on this rose. It wasn't like, I'm open to love. Yeah, me too. This is going great. It was, they learned a lot of stuff about each other.
Absolutely.
And I like that.
I thought they had a better date than Caroline and John. So I'm hoping that he sticks with Jubilee.
What a heater for John.
Yeah.
He gets a rose from Angela and then two dates. John.
Incredible.
Do you think they'll last, those two? Jubilee and John?
I got a sneaky feeling he's going to go back to Caroline. I don't know why. Jubilee's perfect for him. And they hit it
Jubilee
off.
I could see Jubilee moving on, too, if someone else shows up.
Yeah.
Okay, Kenny and Crystal.
Let's go back to John getting those two date cards. Can you think of anything less likely? Like, there's so many, in terms of first impressions, there's so many guys that are ahead of John. You got Eric sitting there, Mr. Positivity, sexy dude, great body sitting there, and he's not going to get one of these roses?
Yeah.
Or one of these
dates? That is weird, now that I think about it. But like,
if you think of the people that are least likely to get they're going to make a good first impression and get those two dates, it would have to be John close to the bottom.
It's partly because there's people that are coupled up already.
True.
And Caroline and Jubilee didn't bother with anyone that was coupled up, basically. Although John was coupled up when
Jubilee
showed up.
Did.
Man. Yeah, I mean, very unlikely. I never would have... The two things that I never would have thought would happen on the show, John getting two dates in a row, Kenny and Crystal hitting it off, and the third thing being Chris having multiple women pursue him by the end of this episode, which is a whole other thing entirely. Kenny and Crystal on the beach, AB. Yikes.
Heartbreaking.
You hate to see that. What'd you make of this?
Yeah, you cannot like seeing Kenny in that situation. Embarrassing.
No, it's tough. I wouldn't go so far as embarrassing, but it's tough to see. It's not what the result we want.
She handled it okay. Like, I didn't hate Crystal because she just wasn't feeling. She's not feeling Kenny. I'm sorry. She likes him as a friend.
This is how a Paradise breakup should go.
Mm-hmm.
Not behind the back. Not lying. Two people were honest. Kenny said, "Hey, I like you. I want to give you my rose. I want to pursue this with you." Crystal says, "Hey, I like you too, but not like that." And they go their separate ways. I mean,
do you think she could have stopped him before he brought her down to the heart-shaped blanket in roses
it's a TV
and
show.
Strawberries?
It's a TV show. No. You got to go all the way down there, of course.
Okay,
what are you going to say? No, let's turn around, Kenny. No, no, no. You go all the way down there. You lay down. You let him say what he has to say. Man, come on. Of course. Okay. In real life, you go, oh, no, dude, I'm not going into the dark abyss with you, and we're just friends. But no, I'm sad. He'll get over it. He'll find someone, I hope. This was a two adults breakup. No, probably not here. No, it's probably... He's got the rose this week, though.
True.
But next week, he's probably gone. Chris, I suppose. I suppose we talk... Let me just do a quick Chris impression, talking to Tia. Now, you tell me... Close your eyes and tell me if this is me doing it or if I'm playing an audio clip from the show.
Okay.
Like, honestly, like, I like you. Like, be strong, be, like, independent, and be, like, I, like, would legitimately, like, fall in love. Like, that's just what it is. Like, I see potential in you. Like, yeah. End scene. That was actually me. I don't know if you could.
This is a great scene. It included a line from that I wrote down. She said she has so much potential.
You said that a lot.
What do you mean potential? She's a grown woman. She's not, like, if you think she needs to grow, like her for her, Rim.
Listen, she doesn't need to get better. He's not spin zone on Chris. I can't believe I find myself in this situation right now. He is too dumb to really, he thinks that he's saying, I see potential in our relationship.
That's not what he said.
That's not what he said. He doesn't understand. He messed that up. I know that's not what he said.
He said it is like you talk about an NBA draft prospect.
Yeah. Like a 11th grader who's like coming up. Like, I see potential in you. Like, you could be better than you are right now. A lot better. You know what I mean? Listen, it was a terrible way to phrase it. He's an idiot. But I think that's probably what he meant.
Yeah, probably.
Anyway, this douchebag basically fully commits to Tia. Fully. Okay, keep that in mind. Fully committed.
It right takes now, a real big douche to make me feel bad for Tia.
Yeah.
Tell you I that. Mean,
there's only one thing you could do, and it's putting on this dog and pony show and then making out with someone else. Before we get to that, though, AB, what the fuck are Kenny and Eric talking about with this cheese?
I don't know.
You don't know?
But okay. I'd like to get the full audio clip without like the Chris stuff in between it so I could really dig deep into what these two gentlemen are talking about.
I think that here's what I gleaned from it.
Okay.
I can't even think about it. I don't even know what I gleaned from it. Someone, if you're a rat, they're rats.
Everyone Kenny's there's a rat.
Yes.
But also everyone there's cheese, Rim.
And
so
also
get that through your head.
Everything that the rats are pursuing, which is everyone else, everyone's a rat,
everyone's
and everything
rat.
That the rats are pursuing is someone else's cheese. So in Kenny's case, Crystal was cheese and the cheese moved somehow? I don't know. Cheese can't move on its own, so I don't know how the cheese moved, but you have to move with the cheese. That's
you gotta
the
move
thing.
With the cheese. That's what fact. You gotta move with the cheese, Rim. It's not that hard to understand.
Yeah, I get it now. I was gonna be all in on this, but then I was just scrolling through Instagram and Eric is selling move with the cheese shirts, so it's already done.
It's already done. I'm gonna need one of those though. All jokes aside, I need one of those shirts.
They're just shirts that say move with the cheese in like Comic Sans. Like I don't know.
Does it have a big cheese block on it? If so,
I think one of them has a cheese block. Yeah, I think one of them has a cheese block.
Okay.
It's a good phrase. You just killed it already. All right, anyway, Chris and Crystal. Which is not a duo I could have predicted. Crystal goes over. Now, after Crystal gives away her free rose, declines her free rose with Kenny, she's got to move with the cheese. And she goes over to Chris, and they make out, AB. This is absolutely amazing to me.
Unbelievable. Chris makes out with Crystal literally 30 minutes after telling Tia that they're basically exclusive.
I mean, I could not believe what my eyes were seeing. She comes over and he was like, oh, you want to make out? I think we should make out. And she was like, yeah. And then they did. It was crazy.
They
it
did.
Was
and
crazy.
Then he follows it up. I mean, this was the biggest douchebag performance these last 15 minutes of this show that I've ever seen out of anybody. I mean, this guy is a scumbag.
Yeah. Well, if you weren't sure about it before, when he said, I've never kissed a blonde and I want you to take the crown. I don't even know what that means.
But then
I don't know if that means
something
dirty. He brags
about it the next day, too. He's like, you want to hear the lines that I use? And then he repeats the terrible line that he used. Don't kiss and tell, Rim.
When he repeated the next day, even Jordan rolled his eyes and was like, dude, you're such a douche. Even Jordan.
Yeah, and Jordan's the biggest douche.
That's unprecedented, uncharted territory. I will say that I'm almost positive, spin zone, I'm almost positive my girl Crystal doesn't really want anything to do with Chris
but it's a terrific, terrific way to get into the center of a storyline and blow up the Tia Chris Colton thread on
she
Paradise.
Knows, hey, the girl knows what she's doing. She did on Ari's season, and she does now.
Yep. So Chris tells everyone who will listen that he made out with Crystal. this
not
is
hiding
what,
it at all. No. I mean, do you think he thought that this was going to work out? Like, is he this stupid?
Yes. My sister said it well. She said Chris's first time cool has idea how to handle having power.
Yeah, sure.
Being desired. Just being cool. Has no idea what to do.
He's basically bragging to all these guys about making out with people, and everyone's making out with everybody, so there's nothing to brag about.
Yeah, like, you want to hear the line that I used? And I'm like, dude, the producers told her to go over there. You didn't have to use a line. She was going to kiss you regardless. Just a very, it's a classic douche move to talk like that.
First time cool is a great way to put it, though.
Also, Chris, you were just mad at Colton for keeping Tia in his back pocket, which he wasn't really doing.
No.
He was keeping everyone, you know, arm's length, basically. And now you're keeping Tia. I think he literally said, I've got Tia in my back pocket. Couldn't be more blatant. Of course, Colton tells Tia, because these two are like the Clintons in terms of just pulling the strings behind the scenes, AB, controlling the narrative.
This is the power couple.
This is the power couple, and they're fake fighting, and it's all who knows what's going on. The primary colors.
Listen, this is a redemption episode for Colton. He's coming.
Coming for who?
The crown.
Oh. Okay. All right. Sure. The crown. Let's get to this last scene, and let's go to the rose bag.
Okay.
Jordan and Chris. This got a lot of heat.
I'm so mad that Jordan is associated with this guy.
I think we're going to disagree on this, AB. I'm going to describe what happened, and then you say your thing, and I'll say my thing.
Okay.
Jordan and Chris are talking about how Chris is going to set up the next day's dates. So Chris has gone from Tia's second choice, committing to Tia, and then, like, Crystal kissed him. So now he's like, all right, let's line up 9 chicks. And get different themes for the dates. Let's do the plan and let's hide it from all of them. Like, just like a bad rom-com plot line. But what the goose even says, I can't believe I just called him that. I only called him that because it's on my notes. He goes, the goose doesn't know what direction he's going to fly tonight. You sound like a dumb goose, in my opinion. What did you think of the way that they were talking disrespectfully about
super disrespectfully
how they're gonna set up these dates for Chris? What'd
about
you make of
all this? You're talking about women right now. This isn't this, it's not pieces of meat, Chris and Jordan.
Yeah,
Jordan, let's not Jordan needs as much blame on this conversation as Chris does. He was joking along with them. These two are pals, and I can't get behind Jordan anymore.
AB, this is not a spin zone. I believe this. Jordan was just gassing him up because he wants to watch Chris go up in flames. I don't think Jordan believes the things that he's saying.
Okay.
I think because here's part of the reason why I said that. When Chris came to him and was like, I made out with Crystal, want to hear my lines? And he said the line, he was like, oh my God, this fucking guy, this guy's ridiculous. Now he's talking, and go back and watch what he's saying when they're talking about lining up the chicks, bro. He's like, oh dude, everyone's going to want your rose, which is so, that does, of course everyone, what do you mean everyone's going to want his rose? No way. You know, Jordan knows that this is going to blow up in his face, and I'm positive, I'm hopeful, that Jordan is just gassing him up because he wants to watch this explosion.
Listen, as a Jordan apologist,
I will go in on that theory.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We'll see how it plays out, but I gotta think that's what that was. Because Jordan knows a douche when he sees one, David.
True.
That's what I'm hoping for. As someone who likes Jordan, thinks he's entertaining, I don't want me liking Jordan to be problematic now. So yeah, that's how I'm spinning this. We'll see how it plays out next week.
We'll see.
All right, let's head to the rose bag. Once again, if you have questions, comments, roasts, no spoilers, the number for the Rosebag mailbag is 773-234-7794.
Do people look up Bachelor in Paradise spoilers? Is that a thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
One thing. Oh, speaking of spoilers, one thing I was thinking, it's not really a spoiler, but one thing I was thinking was when Colton was on Men Tell All, mm-hmm. And he said he didn't have closure with Becca. That was probably filmed post-Paradise, was it not? When he spoke with Becca and got his closure?
Isn't that live? Or that day?
It's yeah, it's like that day, I think. So yeah, it was after Paradise.
Yeah, it would definitely be after Paradise.
I don't know. It's tough to believe everything that's coming out of Colton's mouth. Still, not as bad as Tia.
Well, I'm sure the producers told him don't blow anything here.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, you got to pretend like it's before
There's
Paradise.
There's a timeline
basically.
That they want us to, like, they want us to believe that this is going on right now.
Yes. Okay.
So.
All right. Go Colton then. All right. I'm with you. First up, Camilla from Seattle. Do you guys agree that this episode was entirely about making Colton the next Bachelor? It had to be. Why else would they fly Becca? She's boring. Also, highly disapprove of the pants, white pants trend. And FYI, I'm a new auntie, and my sister-in-law is the one that introduced me to your podcast. Baby Theo might be listening.
Hey, congratulations on the,
congratulations,
the new baby,
of course,
Theo.
Yeah. AB, what do you make of the Colton edit? Do you think they tried to make him look next Bachelor?
I think, yeah, I can get down with that. When they do this stuff, you got to remember this is months ago, so they don't know the public opinion of Colton when this is all happening yet. So they probably have, there's a couple people they probably are going to do this type of thing with, where they're going to see, you know, they're just testing the waters right now. But yeah, I think I can't imagine why they'd bring Beck on here besides to make Colton look, be the empathetic character of this episode.
Ramp up the heartbreak.
Absolutely.
AB, Jenny in Oakland has a question. Do you remember this much tension building before a rose ceremony in any of the recent Bachelor or Bachelorette seasons? No. Her answer is no. I tend to agree with her. We kind of know who's getting roses. There weren't that many surprises. But in Bachelor in Paradise, this season in particular, been a lot of surprises.
Yeah, and I think you're seeing it more than ever is these people are running around like chickens with their heads cut off if they don't have a for sure rose. And it's getting wild in these rose ceremony days.
Last comment from Jenny. I'm Team Colton. Paradise is about exploring options. Tia explored her options with Chris. Why does he have to commit episode one? Jenny from the block agreed.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't go so far as to be Team Colton.
I'm Team Colton.
Okay, but I'm on her side there. Oh, here's a question we probably should have done on our own. Stephanie from Florida. She wants to know our top three couple power rankings right now. AB, quick, go.
Easy. Number three is Jordan and Jenna. Okay. Number two is... See, there's not even that many couples right now.
Well, also, we haven't thought about this at all. Just do Kenny and Crystal, and then number one, Grocer Joe and Kendall.
Kenny and Crystal. I mean, obviously, yeah. It's Grocer Joe and Kendall at the top of the charts.
Eric and Nisha?
No, he's not with Nisha. That's a friend rose situation.
Trying to help you out.
Eric kissed, what's her name this episode?
Who?
He kissed someone.
Astrid?
No.
He did kiss someone because he
said
it was a home run.
That Colton was kind of...
Oh, Angela.
Yeah. He kissed her, okay. But they're not getting any screenplay right now. There's too much other stuff going on. So I don't... I mean, who are our couples right now? I can't even... You have Astrid and what's his name, Kevin.
Yeah.
You have you have Chris and Crystal would be a couple, I suppose.
Not going to be in your power.
There's just a lot of movement right now. It's hard to tell who's all with who. So it's got to be Kendall and Joe leading the pack.
P from Chicago. I know this. Listen to this one, AB. I know this is a deep dive. But do you ever wonder if Becca's ex showing up in Peru is the push that made Ari choose her over Lauren? Like maybe his gut was pointing to Lauren, but the competition made Becca more attractive and caused him to second guess. Just wondering with all these douches only interested in the girls other guys are into. P.
Interesting.
Good question. Interesting. Deep dive. Psychological. What do you think, AB?
No, I don't. I think Ari... thought Becca was the more popular choice. I think he thought he was going to get a lot of backlash for choosing Lauren because of how young she was and she didn't seem that great on the show.
Her personality was
personality
not fleshed
wasn't as good as Becca, so I thought he thought he had to make the choice of Becca, and then he realized, like, I actually don't really like her that much.
Sure.
I like this shallow person, and we're going to have a shallow life together. But that's what I'm looking for, so...
All right, yikes, AB. All right, that's all we got for the Rose Bag this week. Again, the number is 773-234-7794. Make us think. Make AB think. AB, before we finish, did you see this Castaway show?
No, I saw the clip, the commercials, the vague commercials.
The commercials make more sense than the show.
Oh, you watched it?
I've watched an episode and a half. Never been so confused in my life. It's just people on these random islands, and that's it. That's the show. They're just on the islands, and they go, and they meet up, and then that's it. There's no end game. There's no reasoning.
Food? They give them food and stuff, or what's
the
situation?
No, you got to survive on your own, but, I mean, they're acting like, oh, I'm so lonely. But really, like, you're talking to the cameraman if you want the whole time. It's not, you're not going to die. They make it seem like they could die at any moment. Like, nobody's going to die here, okay? You're just on the island. If it were me, now, had that been me on Castaways, I would do a little lean-to, kill a hog, easy, kill some fish, and then I just tan. I would not try to, I'm not going to go swim it across the ocean to another island? Absolutely not. You can come to me, and then that's it. And then I don't think that you get any money, so please. Bad show. Bad
so don't watch
show.
It? Okay.
Waste of money.
What's the show that you posted or something about? Twitter was going nuts about that we need to recap that's coming to America.
Oh, Love Island. I've been reading a lot about this show. Love Island is a show from, it's a show that airs in England, but they're in some island off the coast of Spain.
Listen, if we're going to do it, I want double the 5-star ratings on iTunes, period.
Okay, yeah. Double. I mean, we're not actually going to do it, but if we do it, yeah, we'll do it. You got to triple the ratings.
Triple the ratings.
But it's the concept of the show is just super hot young people, and like basically every night, if you're not like sleeping with someone, they kick you off. It's wild. That's I don't know that much about it, but
I'm reading about how much of a phenomenon
it is. That's what I know.
Okay,
big phenomenon coming to CBS, I think, next year.
Keep my eyes peeled for it.
Yeah, we'll keep our eyes out. I mean, it's probably better than what we're spending our time watching. So thanks for listening, as always. If you want to follow along, we still do tweets during The Bachelor in Paradise, at RoseCastDS. Instagram is at RoseCastPodcast, and Facebook, /RoseCastPodcast. AB, anything you want to say to the people, the kind of people who listen to these episodes, not the flagship ones?
No, appreciate you listening and sending the questions.
Hardcore fans that listen to these ones, that's for sure. Talk to you later.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.